Today, Operation Anti-Spruik, Far North Queensland, July 2025. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news. This is another in our occasional series where we do a deep dive into some of the property trends in particular areas around the country. We've already covered Tasmania and, of course, Melbourne. But today we are covering areas in far north Queensland, from places like Milla Milla down in the south up toward Port Douglas in the north. It's quite an interesting area insofar that there is a general trend of rising home prices, particularly over the last few years. And that theme is certainly widespread. There are some quite interesting variations, though. So what we're going to do is to look at some specific examples, thanks to Cookie Boy, where he's spotted price reductions and use those as a way in to look at the trends in particular postcodes. To do this, I'll be using some of my normal data. It's the updated data to the end of July. And we'll also look at some of the price trends as well. And you'll see quite quickly the common theme with regard to price trends. The purpose of this is to highlight the dynamics down at the postcode level and to also make the point that granularity is really, really important. One of those themes that, again, on this channel, you'll be familiar with if you've been following what we do. So let's get going. The first property we're going to look at is in postcode 4849 Cardwell. It's a house on 1,373 squares, 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, 2 cars. It was on the market on the 22nd of January 2025 at 1.2 million. On the 25th of the 2nd, reduced to 995,000. And it was listed 188 days ago on the 21st of January 2025. And if we look at the trends in Cardwell, we can see that 10 years ago in June 2016, the average valued house was on at around $202,000. There were considerable rises in 2017, 2021, 22, 24, 25, and there were falls in 2018 and 2023. But the median price in June 2025 is around $432,000. So there's been quite a trend up. And if we look at the data, we can see here that in this particular postcode, it's a low count. So we need to be careful with the numbers here. There is no mortgage stress to talk about, but there is some rental stress. And if we look at the mix of properties, it's predominantly houses. The people ratio is 1.45. And the vacancy rate is quite high. That, of course, reflects second homes and Airbnb. The gross investment yield on average is around 4.4%, but the net investment yield, which takes account of the costs of the property, are underwater, minus 0.5%. It's worth noting that the average taxable income from the ATO in 2023 was around 70,000, and the household census had a much lower number. That gives us a low disposable monthly income. And as a result of that, the average mortgage is quite high, as 49% of income going on the mortgage, and the rental is also quite high too. From a price trend scenario, we run 3 scenarios, the best, base, and worst case. The best case assumes rates get cut quickly, and we don't see any resurgence of inflation, and migration remains strong. The base case is that rate cuts are postponed and migration eases. And the worst case is we have raging inflation and we have a recession locally. And as a result of that, rates are cut, but later and not really too much effect. And you can see there that in the best case scenarios over the next 3 years, there is still upside potential for properties in this area, maybe up to 19%. Base case, about 4% over 3 years cumulative. And the worst case, a fall of 15%. Over the next 3 years. Now we're going to look at Woolgalling Beach in Queensland, postcode 4852. This is a house at 1,106 squares, 4 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms, 5 car spaces, listed 88 days ago on the 1st of May 2025. And it was on at 2.3 million furnished on the 17th of May, now reduced to 1.99 million on the 3rd of July. And here are the trends. The average Woolgarlin Beach house was on at around $334,000. There were significant price rises in 2018, 2020, 22, and 25. In fact, a 30%+ rise in 2025, but also areas over the last 10 years in 2019, 21, 24, where there were price falls. The median price today is $714,000. And here's another one in postcode 4852, this time at Bingill Bay. And this was listed 270 days ago on the 31st of October 2024. It's a house on 1.4 hectares, 2 bedrooms, 1 bathroom, 3 cars. And it was on at $990,000 on the 21st of January 2025. Now, on the 20th of February, it was reduced to $929,000. Present offers. And looking at price trends in Bingill Bay, back in 2016, the average house was around $265,000. There were significant rises in 2018, 2021, and 2025, and smaller rises in 2022, 2023, and slight moves down in 2019 and 2024. But you can see there that today the average is $580,000. Same postcode, this time South Mission Beach. This is a house listed 401 days ago on the 22nd of June 2024 on 5,165 squares, 3 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, 2 cars. On the 7th of January 2025, it was on a 1.75 million. On the 11th of January, it was reduced to 1.5 million. Another property in the same area, South Mission Beach. This is a house listed 248 days ago on the 22nd of November 2024. It's on 1,121 squares, 5 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, 2 cars. On the 28th of March, it was on at 995,000. On the 16th of May, 890,000 or offers over. And here's another property in South Mission Beach, a house on 675 squares, 5 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, 1 car, listed 257 days ago on the 13th of November 2024. And on the 5th of April 2025, it was on 850,000 furnished. Now on the 4th of July, offers over 800,000. And looking at the price trends in South Mission Beach, in June 2016, the median price was 311,000. There were rises in 2017, 2020, and 2022, 23, 24, and 25, and small falls in 2021, 19, and 18. And the median price in June 2025 was $623,000. And looking at the data for postcode 4852, again, it's a low count area, so I must be careful with the data, but there are high levels of mortgage stress and rental stress there. 81% of houses, the people ratio is 1.76, the vacancy rate is 21.2%, so again, Airbnb and second homes part of the story here. Gross investment yield is 4.3%, but the net investment yield is minus 0.4%. The average taxable from the ATO, $75,000, compared with the census at $64,000. And that gives a disposal monthly of around $4,750 a month, with 35% going on the mortgage and 31% going on the typical rent. Ahead, still price rises in the best case scenario, maybe up to 10% over the next 3 years. The base case is a small fall, and the worst case, a more significant fall. Now we're going to look at postcode 4860. This is a house on 1,012 squares, 4 bedrooms, 1 bathroom, 6 cars, listed 495 days ago on the 20th of March 2024. On the 31st of December 2024, it was on at 580,000. On the 5th of March 2025, reduced to 485,000. And this is Mikkel. And looking at the price trends in this postcode, in June, the median was $206,000. There were rises in 2022, 2024, and 2025. There were also significant falls in 2017, 2018. So a bit up and down. The median price today, $339,000. Now, this is another area in postcode 4860, Webb. This is a house listed 166 days ago on the 12th of February 2025. 400 squares, 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, and 10 car spaces. On the 14th of February 2025, it was on at 1.3 million negotiable. On the 26th of March 2025, it was at $1.1 million negotiable. And looking at the trends here, in 2016, the median price was $211,000. There were significant falls in 2018, 2019, but then rises in 2020, 2021, 2022, 2024, and 2025. And the median now is $358,000. And looking at my data for postcode 4860, there are around 4,500 households in the area with 24% borrowing, 37% renting, and 38% earning outright. Small amounts of mortgage stress, some rental stress. The property mix is mostly houses, 83%, and the vacancy rate was 11% when the census was done. Gross investment yield is 4.2, net investment yield is positive 0.1%. Average taxable from the ATO, 71,000, compared with the census of 61,000. That gives them a disposable monthly income around $4,400, with 34.9% going on the typical mortgage and 28.2% going on the typical rent. From a scenario perspective, the best case still is a significant rise, is maybe 19% over 3 years. Best case, base case, up 5.6% over 3 years. The worst case, a fall of 15% for houses. Now we're going to postcode 4870. This is Whitfield. It's a house listed 151 days ago on the 27th of February 2025. It's on 1,090 squares, 6 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms, 4 cars. On the 11th of April 2025, it was on at 2.265 million negotiable. On the 4th of July, offers over 2 million. Price trends here. In June 2016, the average was 493,000. Significant rises in 2017, 2020, 21, 22, 24, and 25. A fall in 2018, and as a result of that, the median is now $853,000. Here's a property in Redlinch in the same postcode. It's a house. It's on 1,513 squares, 6 bedrooms, 2 bathroom, 4 cars. And it was listed 83 days ago for $1.39 million. Now it's been reduced to $1.299 million. And here is the data for this particular postcode, 29,000 households with 33% borrowing, 41% renting, and 25% owning outright. Mortgage stress is at 41%, rental stress at 34%. And here, 59% of houses, there are some units as well. About 10% are vacant in the census. Gross investment yield is 4.1, net investment yield is minus 0.1%. Average taxable $83,000 compared with $78,000 from the census. And that gives a disposal monthly around $5,600, with 34.1% going on the typical mortgage and 27.5% going on the typical rent. Scenarios are quite positive. In the best case, up 19% over the next 3 years. The base case, up 5% over 3 years cumulative. And the worst case, a fall of 16% cumulative over 3 years for houses. Postcode 4871. This is Menor Creek. It's a house on 4.82 hectares. Six bedrooms, two bathrooms, eight cars. Listed 157 days ago on 21st of February 2025. It was originally on at $1.1 million. And now it's on at $985,000. Present all offers. Price trends here show that the average house in 2016 was $242,000. There were rises in 2018, 2022, and 2025, and small falls in 2017 and 2023. Median price today, $485,000. Here's another one in the same postcode, this time at Achee Creek. This was listed 475 days ago on the 9th of April 2024. And 474 days ago, it was on at $2.1 million. Now, after a few changes, it's on at $1.69 million on the 17th of June 2025. It's a house, 164,700 square meters, eight bedrooms, six bathrooms, nine car spaces. Now, we're going to postcode 4873. And this is in the suburb of Newell. This is a house on 856 squares, four bedrooms, two bathrooms, two cars. And it was listed 639 days ago on the 28th of October 2023 with offers over 1.495 million. Now, on the 29th of March 2025, it was on at 1.195 million. And looking at the trends, back in 2016, the median price for a house was 308,000. There were significant rises in 2019, 2021, 2022, and 2024. And the median price today, 575,000. Another property in postcode 4873, this time in Cassowary. This is a house on 15.7 hectares, three bedrooms, two bathrooms, three cars. Listed 122 days ago on the 28th of March 2025 at 2.595 million. And it was last slashed on the 23rd of May 2025 to 2.39 million. Price trends in Cassowary. Back in 2016, the average price there was $576,000. There were significant rises in 21, 2022 and 2024, and an easing back of more than 20% in 2023. Median price in June 2025 was just over the $1 million. Here's another property in postcode 4873, this time at Mossman. Listed 240 days ago on the 30th of November 2024. It's a house on 701 squares, three bedrooms, one bathroom, two cars. On the 4th of March 2025, was on $525,000. Price reduced on the 19th of April 2025 to $485,000. Mossman trends show that in 2016, properties were around $330,000. There were rises in 2017, 19, 21. 22, 23, 24. And that takes prices up to 577,000 in June 2025. Here is a property in Bonnie Doon, postcode 4873, listed 361 days ago on the 1st of August 2024. It's a house on 3,000 squares, five bedrooms, three bathrooms, four cars. Offers over 3.25 million on 29th of December 2024. Now down to 3 million on the 10th of April 2025. Bonnie Doon prices on average in June 2016, $412,000. There were rises in 2017, 2021, 2022, 2024, and June prices in 2025, 716,000 on average. Same postcode, this time Daintree, listed 145 days ago on the 5th of March 2025. It's a house on 9,995 squares, 5 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms, 5 cars. On the 24th of March 2025, on 1.25 million. On 25th of June 2025, reduced to 995,000. And looking at Daintree, prices in 2016 were 230,000 on average for a house. Very little movements until 2022, where there was a very significant rise. There were small falls in 2023, another rise in 2025. And the median price as June 25 was $569,000. Same postcode, this time at Shannon Vale. This is a house on 9,694 squares, 5 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, 6 cars. And it was on 108 days ago at 2.3 million, now at 1.995 million. And looking at trends in Shannon Vale, back in 2016, median price was $496,000 for a house. There were rises in 2017, a very significant rise in 2023, and prices actually eased back last year, just over the $1 million now. Another one in postcode 4873, this time in Wyambeal. This is a house on 40,000 squares with 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, 1 car. It was listed 1,376 days ago for 2.25 million. And now it's on at 1.395 million as at the 8th of May 2025. And looking at the price moves, in June 2016, the median price was $475,000. There were falls in 2017, a rise in 2018, 2019, 2022, 2023. And smaller rises in 24 and 25. The June 2025 price was $863,000. And looking at the postcode, just over 2,700 households across the region there. The stress levels are relatively low, 89% of houses, and the vacancy rate was quite high at 15.8%. Gross investment yield is 4.4%, net investment yield is just positive 0.4%. Average taxable, 71,000 from the ATO and 63,000 from the census. Disposal monthly around $4,400 with 38.8% going on typical mortgage and 29.3% going on the typical rent. And scenarios show significant price rises are still potentially there, up 21% over the next 3 years. The base case is a rise of 6.7% and the worst case a fall of 13.9% over 3 years cumulative. In postcode 4877, we're looking at Port Douglas here. There's a house on 1.197 squares, 4 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms, 2 cars, listed 417 days ago on the 6th of June 2024. It was on at 3.95 million on the 2nd of January 2025, on the 24th of July 2025, on at 3.75 million with offers sought. Another one in Port Douglas. This is a house on 600 squares with 4 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, 2 car spaces. And originally it was listed 517 days ago at $845,000, now on at $775,000. Another one in Port Douglas. This is a house on 800 squares with 4 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, 2 car spaces. It's on at 2.395 million now. Listed 927 days ago on the 13th of 1st, 2023 at 3.2 million. And looking at the price trends, in June 2016, the median was $441,000. The most significant rise was in 2021 and 2022, a fall in 2023 and a small rise in 2024. And the median is now $848,000 in June 2025. This is in Mowbray, postcode 4877. And this was a property listed 1,396 days ago, on at 4.5 million. It's now on at 2.5 million. It's a house on 3.546 squares, 5 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, 3 cars. Significant fall there. And looking at the overall data for postcode 4877, which is Port Douglas, just over 2,000 households, 37% mortgage stressed, 19% rental stressed, 52% of houses, and 21% of vacants, so that's probably Airbnbs and second homes. 4% is the gross investment yield, net investment yield is minus 1.7%, and the average taxable, just over $71,000. That gives a disposal monthly of just over $5,000, with 38% going on the typical mortgage and 34% going on the typical rent. From a scenario perspective, still significant rises are possible, up 22% over the next 3 years. Best case, base case, up 7%, and the worst case, a fall of 12%. Now we're going to postcode 4878, Yorkeys Knob. This is a house listed 259 days ago, 946 squares, 5 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, 4 car spaces. On the 6th of January 2025, offers over 1.2 million. On 24th of May, offers over 1.05 million. Price trends in Yorkeys Knob. Back in June 2016, the average was 363,000. Significant rises in 2018, 2020, 21, 22, 23. And the average now is around $584,000. And looking at the data for Yorkeys Knob, just over 6,000 households here, 41% in mortgage stress, 42% in rental stress, and the houses are 74% of the total accommodation there. Vacancy rate's about 8.5%, with the gross investment yield 4.2%, and the net investment yield is around zero. Average taxable around $81,000, giving a disposal monthly around $5,500, with 34% going on the typical mortgage and 32% going on the typical rent. From a scenario perspective, still rises. Best case up 19.2% over 3 years. The base case a rise of 4.3% over 3 years. And the worst case a fall of 16% over 3 years. Now we're going to postcode 4879. This is Kawarra Beach. And this is a house on 1.197 squares, a 3-bed, 2-bath, 2-car. It was listed 144 days ago on the 6th of March 2025 on 1.3, now on at 1.15 million. Another property in the same area, listed 53 days ago on at 1.175 originally, now at 1.1 million. It's a house on 1.2 squares with 3 bedrooms, 5 bathrooms, and 2 car spaces. Looking at the price trends here, back in 2016, the median price was $454,000. There was quite a significant fall in 2019, rises in 2020, 21, 22, and then smaller rises in 24 and 25. Average today, $810,000. Now we're going to go to Palm Cove, one of my favourite areas actually up here. Listed 151 days ago on 27th of February 2025. It's a house on 456 squares, 5 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, 2 cars. On the 9th of April 2025, listed at 1.84 million. On the 20th of May 2025, offers over 1.7 million. Looking at the price trends, back in June 2016, the median was $590,000. There were rises in 2019, 2021, 2022, 2023, and 2024. A very small rise in 2025. And the median is just over $1 million now. This is property in Trinity Park, postcode 4879. Listed 134 days ago, and it was originally on by tender, and now it offers over 4.9, having seen the guide price previously of 5.5 million and 5.25 million before that. It's a house on 708 squares, 4 bedrooms, 5 bathrooms, 10 car spaces. And the data at Trinity Park shows that back in 2016, the median was $459,000. Not much action until 2021, where there was quite a significant rise, and 2022, where there was a 25% rise, and some rises up to 2025 too, taking the median up to $812,000. Looking at the data, just around 9,000 households in this area, with 36% in mortgage stress, 33% in rental stress, and you'll notice that there's quite a lot of borrowing there. 39% of households have a mortgage, 78% of houses in the area, 13% are vacant. Gross investment yield is 4.1, net investment yield is minus 0.8%. Average taxable, just around $87,000, giving a disposable month income around $6,200, with 33% going on typical mortgage and 32% going on the typical rent. Now we're looking at Mariba. This is postcode 4880, listed 336 days ago on 26th of August 2024. It's a house on 1,826 squares, 7 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, 4 beds. On the 4th of January 2025, offers at 899,000. On the 6th of July, now offers over 825,000. Same area, listed 96 days ago on the 23rd of April 2025, at a house on 4,000 squares, 4 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, 2 cars. Originally on at offers over 785,000 on the 5th of May, now 749,000 on the 14th of May. And looking at the price trends in Mariba, in June 2016, 278,000 was the average. There were rises in 2020, 21, 22, 24, and 25. Giving the median now in June 2025 around 476,000. Looking at my data here, about 5,000 households with 38% in mortgage stress and 57% in rental stress, the 40% mark for owning outright. 89% of houses, just 8% are vacant, and the gross investment yield is 4.2, net investment yield is just positive. Average taxable around 72,000 and 67,000 from the census, giving a disposal monthly on average around 4,800, with 37% going on the typical mortgage at $1,800 and 29% going on the typical rent. From a price trend perspective, best case, 70% rise over 3 years cumulative. Base case, a rise of 3% cumulative over 3 years. The worst case, a fall of 17.8% over 3 years. Postcode 4881 is Kuranda. This is a house on 4,000 squares with 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, 2 cars, listed 151 days ago on 27th of February 2025. It was on at $789,000, now reduced on the 18th of March to $749,000. And looking at price trends here, back in 2016, the median was $413,000. There were rises in 2018, 2020, 21, 22, 23, 24, small falls in 2025, and larger falls in 2019 and 2017, giving a median of 647,000 in June 2025. And looking at the area around here, you can see there's a low count warning, but you can also see that 39% of households have a mortgage. Mortgage stress is there, but rental stress is much higher. From a scenario perspective, we think that prices could rise by about 12% over the next years. In the best case, up 12.8% over 3 years cumulative. Base case, a small fall. Worst case, a more significant fall. It's worth noting, 91% of houses, and the vacancy rates are at 9%, with the gross investment yield at 4.2% and the net investment yield flat at zero. Looking at postcode 4883, this is Atherton. This is 151 days ago on 27th of 2nd, 2025. It's a house on 1.6 squares, 3 bedrooms, 1 bathroom, 2 cars. On 28th of February 2025, offers over 670,000. Now, on the 17th of June 2025, down to 610,000. Prices here in Atherton, in June 2016, $283,000. rises in 2020, 21, 22, 23, 24, and 25, up to 488,000 in June 2025. Now, postcode 4883, this is Carrington, listed 119 days ago on the 31st of March 2025. It's a house on 5,725 squares, five bedrooms, two bathrooms, four cars. It was on the 2nd of April 2025 at 998,000. Now, 898,000 on the 14th of April 2025. Price trends here back in June 2016, 254,000. Significant rises in 2018, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. Not much in 2025. Median now, $618,000. And the price trends here show, well, households around 3,700, 24% borrowing, 35% renting with 39% owning outright. Not much in the way of mortgage or rental stress. 83% of houses. Vacancy rates around 9%. Gross investment yield is 4.1%. Net investment yield is minus 0.5%. The taxable income from the ATO, 74,000, 59,000 from the census, giving them disposal monthly around 4,200 with 38% on typical mortgage and 32% going on the typical rent. Looking at the scenarios, 27% rise, best case scenario over 3 years. The base case up 12% over 3 years. And the worst case, a fall of 8.4% over 3 years. Now we're looking at postcode 4886. This is Miller. It's a house listed 318 days ago on the 13th of September 2024. On 2,200 squares, four bedrooms, one bathroom, six cars. 670,000 on the 20th of February 2025. Now 540,000 on the 17th of April 2025. And looking at the trends here, in 2016, median price was 248,000. Falls in 2017, 2018. And 2020 rises in 2019, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, and in June 25, 395,000. It's a low county area, so be cautious with the data here. There's a lot of people owning outright, and the stress levels for the rental sector seem quite high too. Pretty much all houses, 96%. Vacancy rates at 17%, gross investment yields at 4%, net investment yield is minus 1.5%. Average taxable, 72,000, the census said 54,000, and that gives a disposal monthly of around 3,800 with 31% going on typical mortgage and 29% going on typical rent. And scenario-wise, base case is flat over 3 years. The best case is a rise of 14% over 3 years cumulative. And the worst case, a fall of 21% over 3 years. Now, postcode 4888 to Moulin. This is listed 324 days ago on the 19th of July 2024. It's a house on 5,979 squares, three bedrooms, two bathrooms, six cars. On the 31st of December 24, on at 720,000. Now offers over 650,000 on the 28th of March 2025. And if we look at the trends here, back in 2016, median was $240,000, falls in 2017, and then rises in pretty much all years beyond that. In June 2025, up to $440,000. And looking at the survey data, it's a low count, so be careful with the information here. But 27% are borrowing, 20% are renting. Some mortgage stress, not much rental stress, 97% of houses. The vacancy rate is quite high at nearly 20%. Gross investment yield is 4%. Net investment yield is positive 1.4%. Average taxable from the ATO, 71,000. Disposal month is around 3,000 with quite high levels there. But because of the low survey count, need to be a little bit cautious. And that brings us to the end of this survey of Far North Queensland. What can we conclude from it? Well, firstly, clearly, there have been significant rises over recent years. And in fact, you can pretty much see that in all of those locations. Some of this is explained by people moving into state, Some of it's also explained by this area being a very popular one for second homes and holiday accommodation and Airbnb. I do note that the rate of growth does seem to be easing back in some areas. And I also note that there have been quite a lot of properties that have been on the market for long periods of time. And quite often, vendors seem to be hoping for quite sporty results, but then having to make a bit of a cut to the asking price to get a deal. So it's a tale of two cities, really. On one hand, significant rises. On the other hand, vendors probably over-egging the cake and having to accept slightly lower than they might like. But nevertheless, there are a number of properties that have been listed for a long, long time and have still haven't moved. Now, if you'd like a specific conversation with me about a postcode or suburb, I run my one-to-one service. There are links below if you'd like to contact me to get that conversation going. It's an hour conversation, and we can go through the data and form a view as to what may be happening. It's not financial advice, but it is quite detailed analysis around a particular postcode. I'm really about 3-4 weeks behind, so if you want to book, then contact me using the link below, and we'll have to book 3 or 4 weeks down the track. There is a cost involved, but on the other hand, it is very detailed analysis. It does take me time to do it. And finally, to say, if you would like information similar to this for all of the postcodes, well, I do my survey analysis, which gives me those one-page summaries of the various postcodes. And that is available via a patron. Again, links below. And before I go, just to say that if you have a particular interest in a particular region of the country where you'd like us to do a similar analysis, the anti-spruik analysis, put in the comments below and we'll see whether we can get to it. There is more data coming. We've got, I think, Canberra to do, and we've got a couple of other areas as well, so watch out for those. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.